Hello, and welcome back to the Two Bunny Crew Pen and Paper Podcast. Last time, our heroes escaped the forest and reached the river's headwaters. We join them now as they venture into the Spring Shrine. All right, so you enter an antechamber. It appears to be empty, save for two pots sitting on a, I don't know what you would call it, kind of a raised platform that has stairs leading up to it. It's kind of a semicircular staircase.
Well, you say it's an antechamber, but I would think an antechamber would be a room that is definitely not a chamber, and this one seems a lot like a chamber, so I think it's just a chamber.
Antechamber with an E after the T. That's in the Latin word for before.
How do I roots? Okay, let's break open these pots. Oscar...
Are you some sort of a savage? Why would you just smash pots?
Yes, they have special things in them, and it's easier than just reaching in and grabbing stuff out of them.
Yeah, Lindley, yeah, smash him.
Okay. All right, yeah, I'll approach the pot on the right.
Okay, and, once you get to the middle of the room, you hear a wet plopping sound.
I look up!
You see on the ceiling, there are choo-choos.
Watch out!
Okay, and let me go ahead and...
I point and jump aside.
They fall off the ceiling and surround Trouse.
Can I move right here and then spin attack?
Well, you have to roll initiative first.
Ah, come on! I saw him coming!
Which is why I'm not giving them an ambush round on you.
Okay, thanks. Let me stick myself back where I was.
All right, so... All right, so roll your initiative.
Okay, is that... What?
That's
agility?
Wits plus agility. Scott, Simeon, you can roll for this too.
Okay.
I have two successes.
All right. Well, I'm just going to save you the trouble and say that, yeah, you beat them.
We killed them?
No.
You beat their initiative.
I beat their initiative.
You get to go first.
I get to go first is what he's saying.
Okay.
Okay. I, you know, move over just one square, and then I'm going to go ahead and do my spin attack, which theoretically should hit both chews and maybe that pot, if that's how that works, too?
Yeah, you can go ahead and do that.
Okay, so then I'll use, what, is it melee brawn on both of them to check and see how much I hit for?
Yeah, it's should be a, yeah, melee check, so go ahead and do that.
Okay, that's going to be one success on the first one that I'm hitting, which I guess is the bottom one, and then I'll roll for the top right one.
I'm going to say just and just as a rule, spin attack is one attack.
Oh, okay. Cool. I did not know how it works.
Okay, so well, it doesn't say how it works, so I'm not going to I'm not going to fault you for that.
Yep.
But I see it as you're making a singular attack, and so that's kind of the downside, is if you don't roll great, then...
Right. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so one success on that one.
All right, they both kind of squish down and slide out of the way.
Cool, but that pot dies.
Oh, the pot is so dead.
Okay, it looks like this bottom one is probably in range of my longsword right now.
Oh, give me a second to see what was in the pot.
Sorry.
Alright. Out of the pot pops a magic jar. You briefly contemplate why you would bother putting a jar in a pot.
Inside of a jar? Wait, why would a jar need a jar?
Yo, dog. I heard you like jars.
So I got some jars to go inside your jars?
So you could magic while you magic.
All right. Sigil, go ahead.
Okay. I'm attacking with some stats such as...
Brawn and melee.
Brawn.
Well, assuming that you're attacking with melee.
Yep, longsword.
Okay.
Well, this is only one roll, and I got a six. Success.
Yeah. So to paint a picture, one of the chews dodged within range of Sigil, and now he's striking at it. So what'd you roll for that?
I got a success. A six.
One success.
Yep.
A success. And
it does not succeed. So you hit it for four damage, and it just pops.
Nice.
All right.
And I cry out, "Oh, my back!" As I follow through with the sword swing.
All right, and let's see when it drops. It drops a heart.
Great.
Well, we could never say that it didn't have a heart.
Oh. Okay. Did I have to roll initiative, or we already
no,
get
no,
through
initiative
that?
Initiative is for the entire party, so only one person actually has to be good at initiative.
Okay, and how many spots can I move? It's been a while.
Three.
Three. Okay, I'm going to move to this spot right next to Traus. Okay, I'm going to shoot my slingshot at Choo-Choo 1.
Okay.
What's that roll again? It's
Agility plus ranged.
Agility plus ranged. Okay, so just two. One success.
Okay, you hit it. And what is the damage on your slingshot?
One.
It does one whole damage?
Sorry, one a quarter heart.
Oh, a quarter heart. Okay.
One damage, which is a quarter heart, if I understand that correctly.
Yeah. So, okay. It just hits it, and... looks a little bit peeved, I guess. Or, well, it's kind of hard to tell with choo-choos.
Does it go...
Yeah, kind of. You see it ripple. All right, and that's all y'all's turns?
Yep.
So, this choo is going to sludge its way over here. So one's going to slime up to Oscar and try to lunge at him.
Okay.
So. And. Well, you moved and aimed, so you actually used all your actions for your turn, didn't you?
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, because aiming a weapon and firing it takes two turns. Or two actions. So, yeah, it hits you.
So he doesn't have any reactions left? Hmm? He doesn't have a reaction left, is what you're saying.
Yeah, he doesn't have any reactions.
Got it.
So, it lunges and smacks into you for a quarter heart of damage.
Okay.
Alright, so this one over here is going to... The one you shot, sorry, I need to be more descriptive in my language because I know the audience can't see the map.
Right, Choo-Choo 1.
Yeah, Choo-Choo 1. So the Choo-Choo in the corner that you hit with your slingshot is going to slither up to you. Slither, that's the word I was looking for. Slither up to you and also lunge at you. And it also does a quarter heart of damage.
Okay.
And so the choo-choo in the opposite corner, the northeast corner, is going to sidle up next to Traus and lunge at him.
Okay, so I'm going to use Balak.
All right, and you had your shield out, all right? You said you drew
Correct.
Your weapon.
Yep, yeah.
Okay. just give you a... All right, so what'd you roll for block?
I have 2 successes.
All right, and you block it easily, because it's a choo-choo. It's not that big. All right, so it's y'all's turn again.
Okay, so... I guess... And we can go in any order we want to, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so if I use spin attack now, though, I will threaten Oscar, correct?
Correct.
But as long as Oscar moves without getting out of their squares or getting too far away from their squares, they won't get some... Do they get, like, attacks of opportunity or anything in this?
I don't believe that's a thing in this system.
Okay, cool. I'm just always really nervous about that. It's just in so many systems that I'm just always like, ah!
Yeah, I know.
So I'll go ahead and let Oscar go before me for sure. That way I can try to do a spin attack without chopping Oscar in half.
This is a game that really prioritizes being mobile, which is part of the reason why I insist on playing it with a map, is because I've tried playing this with Theater of the Mind, and it is a miserable experience because nobody but the GM knows what's going on.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to move above Choo Choo 1, and I'm going to attack with my knife.
Okay.
And so that's melee brawn?
Correct.
Okay. Rough. 1 success.
It blurps out of the way, and even or odd?
Even.
Okay, and it is not very smart because it dodges towards Strauss.
Aha! Perfect! Now I'll sword spin. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and do my roll for it. All right, guys.
So to paint a picture for everyone, they're all now adjacent to Strauss, so he can hit all the ring choo-choos.
Come on, Strauss!
Don't fob this out.
Gosh, darn it, 1 success.
All right, so... So, the good news is you hit the one that dodged towards you. The bad news is they all the others dodge away.
All 2 of the others.
Yeah, all 2 of the others.
Cool. So I do a 3/4 heart, right? I
think one's already damaged, so he is down.
Okay, yes. Well, I mean, it's still good that it worked out that way because I wouldn't have killed anything otherwise, so.
Yeah. All right, I'd like to move towards this one.
Oops. Oh, wow, you're just going to jump right on top of him, huh? Yeah.
Okay, so Sigil, you run up towards the southernmost choo-choo.
Yes, sir, and I would like to whack him with my bedroll. No, wait, I will use my longsword.
Hey, you already had that drawn.
Yes. Okay, so brawn plus... Don't tell me. I got this. Melee.
Correct.
1 success.
All right, and it gets 1 success. So...
You're not having good luck.
It slithers away from... Does that weird ducking kind of into the ground, and then... It kind of has like a wave motion to it. It's actually pretty interesting to watch.
I should have used magic.
Well, I mean, if you want to go all out, you have another hand to cast a spell with.
All right, lash. Lash it is.
All right.
Lash 1 costs 3 magic, which I have.
All right. So go ahead and roll your spellcraft and intelligence.
Okay.
I think it's called spellcraft. Yeah, it's called spellcraft.
I got
or
3
smarts.
Successes.
Not intelligence, but you know
yep,
what.
Smarts. Yep.
3 successes?
3 successes.
I don't even need to bother rolling that because it can't dodge that. So magical tendrils shoot forth from your hand and it... and just like wrap around it and crush it.
Nice!
Yeah. What's the damage on that?
3 or 1 or something.
Those are very different
three
things.
3 or 1.
You mean three quarters or one heart?
Last one deals a half a heart of damage.
That's two.
Okay, so it deals half a heart, you say?
Yes.
Okay, well that's enough to kill it, because you had two more successes than it had. So each success, of course, above what you need to hit is
an extra an additional
quarter
heart.
So choo-choo number three is down. Which leaves just one Chew cowering in the northeast corner of the room.
I believe I have another action.
Yes, you should.
So I will smash
keep in mind you have. All right, and I take it that you're doing an unarmed roll against it.
Yes,
because you already used your knife.
Right.
But yeah, you can just like step on it. All right.
I step on it with my foot.
Hang on. Okay, so what does that produce? Why am I checking my campaign notes? I printed this out just for this occasion. So it drops a heart.
Oh, I need that. How much?
A fart?
A heart.
Oh.
It's a heart.
It drops a whole fart, guys.
How much does a heart heal? Is it a full heart or just a quarter heart?
A full heart.
Okay. Then I'm back full health.
Yeah, this isn't like the Shantae series where you pick up a heart and it only restores half a heart of health.
Boo.
Yeah, I always found that really confusing.
All right, so is it the choo-choo jelly's turn now?
Yep.
Yeah, and let's see, it dodged. Choo-choo jelly is going to slither up to Trouse from the corner of the room and try to attack him. How do you respond, Trouse?
Okay, let's see. I need to check my stats to make sure which one I want to try here. So let's see. Shield guts or... Aha! I, instead of shielding, this time I'm going to parry, which has the same number of dice for me since my melee is so high. And if I succeed and get more successes than they do, then I get a plus one on my next attack or whatever against that dude.
Right.
Okay, three successes. This guy's going down.
Yeah, well, he didn't roll a single success, so...
So now it's my turn, I'm gonna stab him in the face!
Go for it, man.
With six die!
Holy moly. No successes.
So you are like, war
gosh,
crying...
Darn, one success! Good grief! Three ones, a two, a three, and a six!
Let me check and see. Do they like get a stun from doing that?
So essentially, what this says here is, let's see. One multiple rolls. Each, if you're using a melee or heavy weapon, you can use it to turn aside an enemy's melee attack. To attempt a parry roll, wits plus melee minus one. If you roll more successes than the enemy does, not only do you negate the attack, but you manage to put the enemy in a disadvantageous position, giving you a plus one bonus to your dice pool the next time you attack that enemy, provided you make the next attack before the enemy's next turn.
Okay. Well, it's
so
manages...
he still just
yeah. You knock it back, then try to counterattack, and it just slides out of the way.
Right.
This Chew is one smooth criminal.
Fob. Is anything stopping us from leaving the room?
Yeah, like, the I was gonna ask locked, that.
No. Well, we can just kill the guy. I mean, it's not like he's even hurt us.
Yeah. Okay.
Two hearts laying on the ground, so even if he did like a ton of damage to us, we'd still heal from it when the fight's over.
But I do want to point out the door is clearly not locked.
Uh-huh.
Sigil slides up to this choo-choo, mocking him as if I'm slithering like a choo-choo, and then I attack with my longsword.
All right.
Okay.
Trying a different dice rolling app.
I got a success. One success.
It also gets one success.
But this time the tie goes to me?
No. That's tie goes to the defender. Because it's a system based on cancellation.
Mm-hmm.
I like beat systems more.
Oscar, what are you going to do?
You said the doors are not locked?
Nope.
Is picking up a heart and applying it to myself, does that take a turn?
Let me check items real quick. You know, I'm just going to say no, because we haven't been doing it that way up to this point.
Okay. So, I will apply that heart to myself, and I'm going to move into the next room.
All right. Okay, you open the door and walk into the next room to see three Lizalfos.
Awesome! You proctored more enemies. You never split the party, man. You never split the party.
He's new to this.
Let's abandon the chew.
The chew will just follow us and start causing trouble.
It'll get in the way of the other enemies.
At least we get to keep initiative, right?
I'm going to have Oscar roll initiative against these guys.
Right now. They're going to run up and stab you and you're going to die.
Okay, let me check my cheat sheet here real quick to see. These guys have slightly better initiative than Chew's.
Oh, crap. This is so bad. Oh, no. And what am I doing for initiative again?
Wits plus agility.
You said what plus agility?
Wits plus agility.
Oh, okay.
So
I have three successes.
Okay.
Nice! You may have enough to get away without dying.
Yeah, you win the initiative for that.
Okay. Can you describe this room for me? Because it looks a little bit strange. There are different colored tiles.
Oh, right. Okay, so you find yourself in a large room with doors leading off in each cardinal direction. You've come through the southern door. There is a large main platform in the middle of the room with some sort of water spring forest tile patterns on the ground, not depicted on the map. You are currently standing on a bridge over what's kind of like a canal that goes around the perimeter of the room, and it is filled with shallow, stagnant water.
Ew, nasty.
Well, mostly stagnant water. It seems that it may connect to other rooms, but it's mostly stagnant.
Okay. I am going to retreat back into the other room again.
Okay.
Just inside the,
Let's see, you started right in front of the doorway, right?
Yes.
And you moved here. Good.
Right there, yep.
So, you could only move back to the doorway.
Okay, right, I will move back to the doorway then.
Yeah, so normally, if you leave a fight, like after we finish a fight, we get stamina back, right? But even if we kill this Chew Jelly, we're still in a fight, so we aren't getting stamina back, right?
It depends on how the fight proceeds.
Okay. Let's hurry up and kill this thing.
All right, so
sorry about
is that
this,
the
guys.
End of y'all's turn?
I think that's the end of our turn, yes.
Okay.
Oh no.
So, the Lizalfos converge on Oscar's location. Only two of them, because the bridge is so narrow, only two of them can get close to him. So, okay. Let me check and see.
I've used up my actions, haven't I?
you have, haven't you? Mm-hmm. It's a good thing you got that heart before you entered the room.
I'm glad I have that heart.
TPK, woo!
Okay, so the one standing directly in front of you is going to swing at you, Oscar. Or he may be standing behind you, I'm not sure.
All right,
and he hits you with his short sword for 3/4 of a heart damage. Or, yeah, you're not wearing armor.
I believe I'm not. No.
Yeah, you weren't there when they got the armor.
Okay.
And the one standing next to him is also going to try to stab you with a short sword. And he gets a full heart of damage on you.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
Oh no.
I'm super serial right now, guys. Yeah. What is your character's guiding attribute?
Are you talking about my Triforce?
Yeah, your Triforce thing. Who's it?
Wisdom.
Wisdom?
I guess not anymore.
Okay. So, and the Chew is... Okay, let me try to recall what happened to the Chew. Trouse tried to attack it, and Sigil tried to attack it, right?
Right. Sigil okay, actually mocked it before he attacked it.
I know.
Not that the
Chew
cares.
Going to try to slither down to the opening of the chamber, keeping a... cautiously keeping a safe distance from Sigil.
That's right. Shunny.
So I think if we can kill that one, then this room will be free of enemies, which means the two people who are in this room not fighting Lizzlefoss will get their stamina back. I am currently sitting at 2 stamina because I used my spin attack twice. So if we can kill that, then I can do 2 more spin attacks, which may help us while fighting Lizzlefoss, but we have to get that thing dead before Lizzlefoss enter this room for it to not count as a fight, I'm assuming.
Lenly is, like, counting on her fingers and nods, like, no, that makes sense.
Alright, let's kill this thing. So
you go
I'm gonna,
first.
Gonna go ahead and slide underneath Sigil's legs and run up and stab that thing in the face.
Sigil.
I mean, that's good narration, but you can pass through a an ally's square without. Okay.
3 successes. Problem.
Yes, Trouse, please kill something.
3 successes. It dies.
Yes, it does.
It'd have to get multiple successes to stop me from killing it right now.
Yeah, and the way this works, it can only dodge once, and so you did 4 hearts of damage, or 4 quarters. You did a whole heart of damage regardless of what it did.
Sweet. So it's dead, and I have my stamina back. All right. Get back in here, buddy!
I'm not going to say you have your stamina back just yet.
Okay.
So, but let's see what it dropped. Okay, where's the drop table? Okay, and it dropped... it dropped a magic jar.
Okay, now, question. I think we've already answered this, but just making sure. I can't... Mm-hmm. One of us can't pick up one of these hearts that's laying on the ground and chuck it at Oscar, can we? Because it would immediately be used.
I'm going to say you can totally do that.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Isn't there a heart laying really close to Oscar right now? Or really close to Sigil, at least?
Yeah, there was one that I think one of the Chews dropped one.
Okay, so I have used too much movement and too many actions, but Sigil could totally...
Yep, and yep. My other question is, how many does a magic jar store?
One block, and each block being 4 units.
Oh, wow, okay. Well, Can I pick up both magic jars and a heart and give the heart to Oscar?
Yeah, you can pick up both the magic jars and you can chuck the heart at to... Oh, you're just going to walk up and hand it to him. Is that it?
No, don't do that.
I think so. No.
We got to get the drop on these guys.
Yeah, so... All right. Yeah, you can do that.
Okay. Well, I still don't have enough magic to use Lash again, unfortunately, but I'm closer. And there's a heart for you, Oscar.
Okay, well, I'm going to have you make a thrown weapon check. So that's going to be ranged plus one, I think it is.
Okay, and no, it's three to use Lash one. So range and brawn, I have one shot.
Wait, it's three magic to... Wait, hang on, let me check. You say you can't... How much magic do you have?
Right now?
Yeah.
After the two magic jars, I have two blocks.
Two blocks.
Okay, a whole block, so that should be eight units, right?
Yeah, that's eight. How much that's does your... 8 points. If Lash only uses Lash three magic, then you can cast it two more times, dude.
Oh, I thought it was three blocks that it takes.
No, it's 3 points.
Oh. Okay, well.
You still had plenty of magic left then.
Well, I feel like I've done all my actions for this turn.
You need
moved and you threw a heart, so you have one more.
I will Lash.
Did he succeed?
Yes.
Succeed in the throw?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a success, yeah.
Okay, you got one success. All right, Oscar, I'm going to have you make a agility check, and gosh, what would catching something be?
Composure?
That's not really what composure is supposed to be. I'm going to just say...
Athletics!
Yeah, athletics. Agility, athletics.
It's like catching a football would be athletics for sure.
Yeah, they catch the heart.
Okay. Acrobats catch things for a living, but...
One success.
Okay, I'm going to say that's good enough.
Oh, thank goodness.
All right. So you get a heart.
Now...
Never mind, that cost you an act. Catching it was an action. Like, okay. Using it, not an action. Catching it, yes, an action.
But I can move
still
now,
have
right?
One.
Alright, yeah, yes.
I gotta move.
Okay.
Okay, but I can move, like, here?
You should be, yes. Should be able to.
That's four, so...
That's...
All right, the door
turn,
slams shut.
The door slams shut! Woo!
Yeah, you can restore your stamina now, guys. You're officially out of combat.
Because Zelda, that's how it works. Bad guys stay in rooms.
Yes. I am adhering to the rules. And since you defeated all the Chews, there is... Let me see if I can... Why can I not...
Treasure chest in this room!
Yes, there is a treasure chest... So a treasure chest magically appears in the corner of the room.
Sprints over there. I guess I'm moving that way too.
It's mine,
sure
it's
I
all
can
mine.
See what's in it.
Yeah, so Sigil sprints up to it.
And opens it.
All right, and let's see what's inside. Oh, wait. I get to roll 3d6 for this one.
Ooh, fun.
All right. You find inside a red potion.
Oh, neat. That's for healing.
Nice.
Do we need a bottle to put it in?
I'm just going to let you have the bottle.
We have a bottle, guys!
Yes! Ooh.
Normally you have to find chickens to get one of those.
All right, so having defeated a room full of choo-choos and discovered a room full of Lizalfos, we are going to call it there. Sorry to leave you all in suspense this time, guys, but I think that's a good place to call it.
Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you, Glenn.
Anyway.
Yeah, good times. Thanks, Glenn.
Yeah, sure thing. Anyway, so I hope y'all will join us again next time. I've been your host and sage, Glenn, and I've been joined by Scott.
Was I supposed to say something there?
Goodbye or something would be nice.
Ah, yes, farewell.
Simeon.
Adios.
And Nathaniel of Nathan Blake Games.
Sayonara, everyone.
All right. See you next time, guys. Bye.